So we've been learning till now different types of Rishus HaYochid, which the Chachomer from Geaset, even though the proper Rishus HaYochid, Chachomer from Geaset to carry them. So today we've got another type, a new one, a new type of Rishus HaYochid, which has proper mechitzas. It's not a kalfuf, but it has proper mechitzas. With the guys Abadis Rishus HaYochid, and you can carry that. Nevertheless, the Chachomer from Geaset to carry them. And that is Simon Shin Samach, Din Hekef Mechitzas LeShabbos. The way the title means, the way how you should be Makif Mechitzas LeShabbos without any problems. That's Mustama, the title. Yvoy Gimel Sifim. Sif Aleph. Yochid Sheshovas Bebika Vehikif Mechitzas Gurus. A Yochid, a single person, Sheshovas Bebika. He was away from home. Although the Rishabura Pasha says Lav Dafka, it's just usually that's what happens when you're not at home, you haven't got the money or the provisions to make good mechitzas. Vehikif mechitzas gurus. So he surrounded himself with shvacha mechitzas. He surrounded himself with shvacha mechitzas. Kegoin shesi beloy erev, oy erev beloy shesi. Oh, you just learned about it. You have Shesi and you have Erev, right? So if you have just Shesi, Mechitzas. So you made a railing, Shesi, just Shesi. Or you made a Mechitza of Erev, just Erev, every so often. Avada, it's a good Mechitza because they're within three Tvachim of each other. And if anything within three Tvachim is Lovut, so it's as if the whole thing is solid. Medaraisa, it's an excellent Mechitza. Abba, Namasa, it's just Shesi, or it's just Erev. So it has a chisoin midrabanan in some cases. So he made a mechitza of just shesi or just erev. Shesi bile erev, erev bile shesi. And the din is azoy. So now we'll go to the, so that is what we're talking about. With the whole simon is talking about now mechitzas, what are called mechitzas gurus. Shvacha, shmata mechitzas. Why are they shvach? Not because the vowel, pashtas, not because of their strength. They're shvach because they only have a one way. They're only like this or they're only like that. This is Shvacha Mechitzas. And once the Shvacha Mechitzas, it's easy for the picture, but it's the easiest way to make a person. I have to stop making a person with hands and feet. So each person is a person, right? So, in the Din Azoy, remember these squares are a saw each, so two is a base sign. So one person, if he makes himself Shvacha Mechitzas, okay, you're allowed to carry there. So long as it's not bigger than a base sign. The minute you make it is Beis HaSayim, you're still happy. As long as you make it Beis HaSayim, you can have one person. Even two people. They're also only allowed to have a Beis HaSayim. If they're living together, they only have Beis HaSayim. And if they make two separate ones, then he can have a Beis HaSayim and he can have Beis HaSayim because they're two separate people. But if they're surrounded with the same surrounding, then they can only have, if they're using Shvacha Mechitzas, they can only use a Beis HaSayim. The minute they make that but drop larger, it gets it in Kalmelis, like Kalfius and Mrs. Sain. It gets it in Kalmelis, but also Letaltum or Yosem in Daladamas. Not allowed to carry it as if it's Rishus Rabbim. So they have to make it a Beis HaSayim. Here as well, they have to make it two people, still only a Beis HaSayim. That is okay, because it's within the squares, it's a Beis HaSayim. Once you've got three people, then you give it a Shem Shayora, give it a game for camp. There, you can make it as big as you want.
Why not can bigger when you're in your own garden?
You can make it as big as you want. Your own garden has the same problem if you have mechitzas gurus. Talking about all the whole things about mechitzas gurus. So you have three people, one, two, three, each one's got his base assign. So there you can make it as big as you want. On condition. On condition you haven't got what's called a base assign podu. A new condition. A new condition is that you have to fill the whole area with whatever you need. You can put your bags down and put things. But if you have an empty space which has nothing in it, then you have a new problem. That even if you have three people, which three people can have as big as you want, but that's only if you manage to fill the space without having a base assigned ponder. So if here we've got a base assigned ponder over there, you didn't put anything there, it's not covered, there's nothing there. No. Again, you've got the din, the whole thing becomes also to carry in like the other toch. Like, you can't carry like a kalf, like a kalmelis. So there's three. There's two ways how to asa. Either one person or two people. If you made shvacha mechitzas and it's bigger than a besesayim. If you have three or four, or five or six or seven or eight people, if you have a base assigned pongoi, then you have a problem. Whole lot's also. It's not a mechitza, the whole thing becomes also. If you have a base assigned pongoi, the whole thing becomes also. Except the mechaba as a heta, in one case. The mechaba as a heta is.
In one place.
Yeah, in one place. The one place. South, one place. Pastures, one place. I'm not 100% sure. And say clearly, I think so. Come on, sir. So, if you have a business sign fondo, you've got a problem. Pashas in one place. Now, the Mechaba's got a heter, and that is that if you have three people, and then the Mechaba holds, maskim, you're not allowed to have a business sign fondo, but that's not if the three people, that's not if it's less than six. I mean, if that would finish here, yeah? If that would finish here, finish over there, right? And he's there, and he's there, and he's there. And all that is ponu. So the mechaba holds that doesn't matter. Because just like one person got two taka only got two, but just like one person got two, so three people get six, and we don't look at base assigned ponu. And who are in over here, if you'd have, let's say, five people. So five people, and they're all squashed in there. And all this is ponu, it doesn't matter. Because five people deserve 10. And 10 people deserve 20. So, you can always have as much people to learn the Mechaba. But the Mishabura brings Allah Chayim and Chaylik of them. Allah Chayim say that makes no difference. Once you have base assigned Ponu, it's a problem. Even if there's 100 people to learn the Mechaba, 100 people, you can have 20 so. It doesn't matter how many base assigned Ponu in the 20. That's the Shitza Mechaba. But that is a Kula of the Mechaba. So the Val we learn like this. Let's see if we explained it enough to understand it. Tzif Aleph. Yochid sheshomas bebeka vehekim mechitzas gurus. He made shvacha mechitzas. Kegoin, shesi b'leiv, eiv b'leishesi. At sasayim, if it's only a sasayim, with letatel b'kule, no problem. With sasayim ve'eilach, if he's bigger than a base sasayim, even if it's two people, eiv metatel noi, ela ba'alba, you can only carry dollars. V'chein adin imam shnayim. Aber mem shlisha Yisraelim chashuvim kashayora. It's like a shayora, dafki Yisraelim, not goyim. It's called a shayora. Rubut letatel b'kule afile gudel harbe. Aber, you got three people, you can make it 20 so, but they have to be filled. Levad shalo yakifu yoyse mekne tzolcham, shalo yishoye besasayim ponu she'ein tzrichem lo letashmish. Aber im nisha besasayim ponu, new problem, same problem, eim etatel b'chalo yabab amas. Now comes the Mechaba with his kula. If the three made more than six, the three only made six, this is the Mechaba's kula that Mishabur doesn't hold of. Now three can have six without a problem. 10 can have 20 without a problem. Mishabur holds every time you have base assigned ponu, it's a problem. So, but obviously, if somebody's living there with his wife, two people with two wives, then you've got four. Then it's okay. It's only, although some people care about Isha, I'm a pastor, say Isha is only a cotton. Zot le mechaba, zot le mishabur. Aleph. Yoch isha shavas babeke wa din da fele b'mokim yishuv. Gam ke muta at sasayim, agad lekam usim ishisa am besif hei, because someone to say that in a yishuv is worse. In a yishuv, In a bika, all right, there's no B&Q around the corner, you've got nothing, you can't make woods, you can't make a proper thing. In a yishuv, go and get your woods from your thing, make a proper, and maybe you can't even have a base of sign. Someone mach me. After him, so the mishabu is nishto zoi. Because the kamsu is where, knock a bika, lashmin, a fill of a bika, she'ei motzu no iman as chisimulis, even though he hasn't got so much wood, a fill of chichimi rabbon of osu, mach se yosim as a sign, still is. So the vowel, they're the same, according to the mishabu. Kegoin shesi, heine kegoin shenoitz, konim bekalka poches poches b'shoisha tvochem zeh zeh zeh. Und mit kona kemari shetkurim boas b'choizek. Shloi yinidim aruach. This is a zeitige sache, Mishabu is reminding you, if they're schwach, a schwacher wind would blow them over, then they're not even a mechitza. Die lava ol nach mechitza klag, mishgol shim sam vay siv alef. Next simmer, a schwacher mechitza is nishka mechitza if it can be blown over with an average wind. We're talking about they're strong enough for that. Nevertheless, they've got chisoil, because they're only one way. So now we have the Shatzion brings an interesting Prima Godim. Prima Godim says like this: is all. He said like this is no good. Yeah, like this is a mechitza. Let's just, these are the halachas when you have a mechitza gura. Now let's think, what is a mechitza gura? So we said just shesi. So on the prima godim, if you have just shesi, it's like a mechitza gura. Put a stick along the whole way. Now you got shesi and erev. No problem. That's a shame, prima godim. It's sadded, and there is. Chori says, "All right,
one error."
Chori says one. Kafa Chaim says he was only had a suffix by one, by two or three. Is it a good? Kim say the Chazanish effect a moidik kasha. Chazanish effect a kasha. You say like this is shesi. As soon as you put one there, it's okay. It's a good mechitza. It's not mechitza gura. What is a mechitza's erev? A mechitza that only goes this way. Yeah, is there not one this way?
Both ends.
It
has to be.
Yeah.
Both ends.
It has to be. See, there has to be. You've got one this way, and it's not. Where did you catch it?
Over there, you need the chassis to hold the air.
Yeah, but here you don't need it.
It's putting in, you're making
a release. It's a nice kasha. Right, so therefore, the chassis is choylik. And he says, anything chassis is chassis, anything air is air, until you have squares of less than 3 tefachim, both ways. Yeah. It's always a mechitza shes, but you have squares both of them. I'll say, I'll do chazanish. I'm a prima godom, state as I, which we bring to prima godom, kafachayim, state as I, in the Siva Shabbos state, a shayla, a nice shayla, Siva Shabbos is Rabbi Yaakov Bloy, he says, does it help the prima godom if the one this way is higher than 10 tefachim? I found this myself once. Because if it's higher than 10 tefachim, usually we don't look at it as a mechitza, mechitza is any lower than 10. A klepping. Right. So this is, now, can she hear if kama chavon zeh I'm a safer going Yaakov. Now, he brings a going Yaakov, shame him, shame him, rash, we're good to her. The Huadin, now let's see. We've got another type of Mechitza Guru. Huadin, ba'oim and maruba la porots, gamke Mechitza Guru, mikro kamoi b'shasi b'le erev. Which would make major problems. I mean, even if you've got Mechitzas all round, but each Mechitza, if this is 20, if you say 11, or you move la porots, you've only got 9, it's all right, and the same on the other side. So, you've got a good Mechitza. I'm a Mubala poets. 11 standing, 9 not standing is okay. But still a Mechitza Gura. Okay, it is. You should say, Yoch, it is. It's still a Mechitza Gura. With all these halachas, you can't have more than Bessa Sain because only 2 people. You can't Bessa Sain Ponu if it's even a lot of people. Abba, Shah Poskim Luis, Kiri Dom Zeb, Chemi, Shah Mila Mashmach, Ayan Shah. So Gitsa, he doesn't hold of it. Pashas Mishbura says we don't hold of it. One thing we do say, in Bia Lucha, Kinshasi, but I'm a Tesla Savas, Shemitzad, and Loim, and the Bia Lucha. If there's 3 proper mechitzas, then the 4th one can be what you want, even if it's very big. Because min ha-toyra, 3 mechitzas is already Yoshe Sayochen, so if the 4th one would be only stick, 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 we wouldn't worry about it. Shoret atla filim ha-sekas, we wouldn't worry about it. That's the weiter. So the Mishabura weiter. So, al sasayim ve'ad bechlal, 1 or 2 people are allowed to have schwache mechitzas, as long as it's less than a sasayim or sasayim. Aber yoiz b'sayim lo, afilu tzorch tashmishav, even if he needs it, he's bursting, he's got a lot of things and all over, here there's no dinner, ponu, not ponu. Doesn't matter how much he needs, even if he's got tons of stuff and he puts it all around, and he puts a mechitza around for 4 or for 2 and a bit, 2 and b'sasayim and a bit more, it's already no good, even though he needs it. Here the child is not needing or not needing. 1 or 2 people are not allowed to have more than a base sasayim of shvachem chitzes. Misasayim ve'eilach, v'tzoreim v'shekvay v'atzei yosim misasayim, v'chmiru rabbonu v'osu tatlum v'kamer b'shar karmelis, it becomes a karmelis, mamash. And v'kamer k'v'kamer l'nech shal karmelis gomer, sh'imuta lo'itzim v'ayin karmelis achar, this is really a chumrah, even more than a normal, because by a kalf of yosim misasayim, we said, within Dalai Damas you can carry to a proper karmelis, to an open field. But here is not such a bad karmelis, to be emes shusay yoch gomer ad they love it, v'chmiru v'chazal v'chatchilim shal v'chitzei gemura, v'chitzei gemura smudle tatlum v'kul afilim matzei yosim misasayim halber, since it's a very, very, what should I say, kuladika karmelis. It's only a karmelis because it hasn't got good mechitzas. If without good mechitzas, you can make as big as you want. But so, you haven't even got the heter to carry into a proper karmelis. We don't make it into a fully-fledged karmelis. But the issa you have, it's worse than anything. You haven't got a heter to carry betoch dalet to another karmelis, but the issa you do have to carry betoch dalet. Because if you would have made proper mechitzas, mutla tatla filia machse yosef esayim halber dikim ledir shayikim ledor v'shamsa filia yaka shabbos echos. She was telling you something here. Don't come and tell me the shvachkeit here because it's only for 1 week, it's only a bicker, it's only a thing. No, it's not such a thing. You make a mechitza for 1 week, it's also a good mechitza. She say yochid goma everything. That's not the chsoine. The chsoine, it's a shvachem mechitza. V'chein ad inim shnayim, v'it zolema di gamba zeh in lusin in shnayim b'yachad rak ad besasayim. You finish. You can't carry in the whole thing if you have a base of sign ponu. Oba, the Mechama now says a heter. Now, if you've got three people, even you're only using four and two is pony, but you're allowed six. So the Mechama holds it's all right. And if you've got five people, you're allowed 10, even if you have four ponu. It's only six, and there's three people. So, practically speaking, you should be asking me, how can you make a Eruv in a town? If you make a Eruv in a town, and you have a railing, so the Chayra, let's go through the Stodim, why you can or you can't. So first thing is, if you make an Eruv with houses round, and the railings only fit in every so often, so we've got the Hetor, the Mishabur, Sif Gimel, Oymed Mubala Poets. Even though the Ganyak have said, some are Makvid, of Shah Poskim, they hold it. Oymed Mubala, doesn't matter if the miyut is made up of a shvach mechitz, as long as the oimet is solid. That's one hand. But let's say if it isn't oimet meruba, and a lot of stuff is railings, so we can go and have a het of the prima god. All our railings have a line on it somewhere, at least one on the bottom. So not a het. You have to bear it. If you all have the chazanish vater, chazanish says the railings are good, you have to have proper crisscross. So then you'll have a problem. Let's say another shayla. In the olden times, they used to make not with oimer meruba. Now the eruv in round towns were with, like Yerushalayim, it was till not long ago, and all that, with tusa pesachs. It's a ma'a din shel tusa pesach. If you make tusa pesachs all round town, is that a mechitza geruya? Is that a good mechitza? Yeah. If it's a mechitza geruya, so what's the problem? The problem is you'll zicha find a base of sign punish somewhere. Leave it under Chazon Lish about Kalfa for whatever. But Beis HaSayim Ponu means that teal doesn't help you for this. A park is Zichah Beis HaSayim Ponu. Beis HaSayim Ponu here means that you're not much using it. You've got things lying there. Your cars, your the Gemara says that the backpacks that were on the camels were all put around. But a park is Zichah Beis HaSayim Ponu. No suffix, yeah. If it's closed on its own enclosure, you've got new shayla. But open space, the bottom of Tetler Lane, there's a big open space. It's a Beis HaSayim Ponu. No suffix. So what's the heter? So if it's a Tusa Pesach, so why is it Tusa Pesach? Is it? It says Mashmeh in Prima Godim, Tusa Pesach is a Mechitza Geruya. It's not a good Mechitza. So in the olden times, when they didn't make Oymed Meruba, and they made the whole town, that's one of the Ma'as Oymed Meruba, they didn't make Oymed Meruba, so the whole town around was all Tusa Pesachs. Yeah? Like the Eruv that they once wanted to make in Manchester 30 years ago, from lamppost to lamppost to lamppost to lamppost to lamppost to lamppost to lamppost, it was all Tusa Pesachs. So that L'chayra would be also a Mechitza Geruya. So there, Shaila, Vegefrekt, it's interesting, before then, don't speak about it, even though all the Eruvin used to be Tusa Pesach, it's interesting they didn't speak about it. But the Rav Yaakov Loy and Mechs Yitzchak, the Shaila Mechs Yitzchak from Rav Kreuzer, I think was the one that made the Sefer on Eruvin, he was the Mashgiach in Yerushalayim on the Eruv. So Rav Kreuzer Frekt the Shaila, and he answers him, he brings a Bris Avrom. Bris Avrom was a Tshuva Sefer from 120 years ago. The Bris Avrom says, I've got two Chedushim. Bris Avrom says, start the break, Yochit Shoshavas Bebeka. The chumras is only because Mishbuah says that you got the kula even in a house, but he says the chumras was because yochid shavas bebika. But in your own house, when you're because it's a shvach adira, therefore there were machma on this. But if a place which is a town where you're living permanently, the whole sif doesn't apply. All right, from Tosfos, not for sich, but it's achidish because it's very not nizkim b'shulchan aruch. That's one thing. That's one thing he says. Also, he says another Kiddush, that here we're talking about, when he says Beis HaSayim Ponu, means these three people, they're in a Shayora. Now, when you're in a Shayora, you make a square, and you may realize, oh, it's practical, make it a bit bigger, why not? Children will play there, very nice. Why did you make it over there? So then there's a time. But if there's a reason why you made it with the Beis HaSayim Ponu, because they couldn't make a Mechitza there, I had to make the Mechitza further, there was an existing Mechitza which made it easier, then it's all right. So it's very cool as breakdown, and the aim is a soibach. So you got one. So if you have, again, if you have an oimid meruba, eruv around the town, so you've got a mile because it's oimid meruba. If it's, and then we said, if it's susa pesach, it could well be a problem. They don't machlit, but it could well be a problem with mechitzas gruis. If it's well proved, his gurus, so what's that? So either you have to come on to the Prima Gordim and say that Aurelian Mechitza has always got a line in it. If you're going with the Chazanish, the Aurelian Mechitza, that's not good enough till you have mamash squares of Gimel all close to Gimel. They all have to be both ways within Gimel of each other. So then, you'd have to come on to these two Etegrim. Other that is, if it's a Kvius, then it doesn't apply this din. Under the heter is because of the bris avon that says I made it because I needed to make it bigger. It was not just I needed to make it bigger for whatever reason. Then it's okay. Not just stam I made it bigger. Only when you stam make it bigger, then you have a problem upon it.